brother.
What's up, brother? What's going on, guys? Paneloids live stream is here, and I'm weirdly colored in this square. I picked a the wrong light source. I messed that up, but it's correcting itself. I'm kind of better now. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
We're live. Anyways, behind you.
We are live. We have Jeremiah, we have Kyle, and we have Pierre. And you can tell this isn't scripted at all. There's no script. It's just me shooting off the cuff. And you're starting to realize why there is a script. Because when I shoot off the cuff, it gets a little crazy. I had a Red Bull before this. And I'm Liz, Dakota's here. But yeah, and I really don't know what's happening with this light. I'm going to correct this right now because it's like mood lighting. I don't like it.
So in the notes,
all right,
the intro section says, go ahead, Pierre.
Do your worst.
I did it. I did my worst. That's the worst.
I think that was your best, though.
Guys, we're here. We're going to talk about a lot of good things, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of X-Men related stuff, Silver Surfer stuff. And we have a lot of cool stuff in the notes. So stay tuned. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button, hit whatever you got to hit. I just don't hit one of us because Comic Talk is here. What's up, bros?
I would even sir. I am well aware. Who got third place with your most recent
video? Did you see that, Pierre?
Yes.
Yeah. Comic Talks TikTok.
No, I didn't. I had to go see it. It's been all social media the last couple days. Hey, so I do want to mention, is it Juan Reed's Comics? Who was
it? Yes.
Juan Reed's Comics posted an awesome video of him dancing to our theme song. And I got to say,
a lot of credit goes to Kyle because you made that theme song, correct?
I found it on a free app and I spliced it into that little section.
Okay, so don't go looking for it. Kyle made it.
You'll never find it.
It's an amazing song, and I mean, it even makes us dance. You saw me and Jeremiah dancing at the beginning of this. Gets us. It gets us going every time.
Juan did a great job with that dance. And next week he will be on, but we'll get more into that later. Let's get right into the news real quick.
Okay, Jeremiah.
We have
making a stance.
We have some nerdy news for you guys. So, X-Force, NYX, and Phoenix, all new X-Men books coming in July.
And Phoenix will be written by our good friend Stephanie Phillips. But I won't be reading any of these because I don't read mutants. Come at me, John. Come at me.
I didn't know Phoenix was being written by Stephanie Phillips.
She just announced that today. I left it out of the notes just to surprise you. Me and her in talks. So maybe we'll be more in talks to time it around that when she could talk about it more.
I saw you post it on the Paneloids page. I saw the Phoenix cover, which I thought was cool. But her behind it, very interested in it.
That it will go longer than 6 issues because Jean Grey hasn't had a series go a distance in a long time. So
even if it doesn't, she can give you a lot in a short run. I saw it in that one the one-off one shot the What If, like the thing becoming Venom, like just that story alone in one book, I was like, fuck.
What I would love the most out of this, and if this is what happens, I'm believing that Stephanie listens to us and stole my idea, is I want her to go into the back of the Phoenix, because Jean Grey didn't become the Phoenix until they went to space. She was possessed by the Phoenix Force. So I want the origin of the Phoenix. To my knowledge, I don't believe we've ever gotten it.
Well, when we do speak to her, my big question is this a period piece? Are we doing some flashbacks, some more stories, or is this like Venom coming back to Eddie after 13 other hosts? You know, is this like a return? That's what I want to know. That's my big question.
I think it was 6 hosts, but that's besides the point.
It's exaggerating. Thank you. Someone please fact check him. I like when...
Please. I believe it's 6. I am including the rich kid who wore it for an hour before Venom killed him.
Wasn't that was a number one, right?
That was in Thunderbolts 147.
Which was the one, I forget his name. He like was announced and no one cared and they killed him by like issue 3.
Oh shit. I know who you're talking about, right? Now. It's gonna come to me later.
Blurt it out and no one will understand. Next to the nerdy news.
Ezra Miller was replaced as the voice of D.A. Sinclair in Invincible Season 2.
Good.
So I think he's being, or he, they are being replaced. I tried. They are being replaced in everything. And it's making my comic book that much more valuable because you're not going to be able to get their signature anymore.
Or you will think, at a mall.
Yeah, I don't think it was that detrimental. We probably wouldn't have even known that they got replaced without there being a public announcement. So
didn't even know. Didn't even matter. Speaking of voice actors, this is separate, but I found it out today.
I was going to say, I don't see the notes. Where's
it going? Get nervous.
In the fourth episode of X-Men, Jubilee is in a video game, and she finds herself in that video game, a video game version of herself, and that person is voiced by the original Jubilee voice actor.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they kind of...
It's a nice little Easter egg.
Got to meet. Yeah, so that's
fun
pretty
fact
cool.
To that, the original voice actress denied the job because she was Caucasian and didn't feel it was correct to continue in that role.
Hey, look at all these fun facts and Easter eggs, and I haven't said shit today.
Not yet.
Keeps going. And one more thing to piggyback on... No, that's it.
Wait. I thought it was just my algorithm. I didn't know this kid who plays Madden on Twitch was this big. I thought it was just me seeing this. And apparently, he's taking over the world. He's fantastic.
He's
great.
What's up, brother?
So great.
Moving along.
Moving along, brother. Deadpool Wolverine World War III will introduce Delta, a new supervillain with the power to amplify a person's skills, strength, and savagery to the maximum limit. That sounds cool.
I mean, yeah. I like the idea behind that because I would guess that she's going to get a hold of one of them and turn it on the other one and using that ability. I don't know why we need to know that right now. I feel like that should have been divulged in the first issue and not in the...
We're trying to get you excited for it, all right?
That was in the solicitation? That's the solicitation?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of worth noting that it's not just a World War III arc. There's a little more, you know.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Sounds like we're getting a first appearance. Sounds like a book that you want to pick up if you're thinking it's going to be worth something. Probably won't be, but pick it up, maybe. But, I mean, it's cool. It's cool to think of the potential of unlocking something further. Yeah.
New abilities, new powers. It's been a long time, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of it sounds cool. Like, the Delta part, don't necessarily care. But just to give us an excuse to give them more things, I'm down. So, yeah. Finn Jones. He was caught teasing his return as the immortal Iron Fist with a post on an IG story. He was reading Power Man and Iron Fist.
I'm okay if he comes back for a cameo.
I think he was trying to make himself feel better.
Because the rumors of we're getting a Colleen Wing Iron Fist show, which I'd be fine with as well. So
put it out there. It's like, maybe someone still loves me. Just looking for the internet to go crazy and be like, bring him back.
Yeah. I was watching a video just because I didn't have the time to watch all the Netflix shows. So it was just like, this is everything that you needed to watch before you watch The Defenders. So like, whatever. And they were giving, you know, recaps of everything. And then they got to the Iron Fist and like, big waste of time. Next. And I was like, damn.
I think Colleen Wing in that show was done very well. She is the bright spot in that show. So the fact that she's getting her own, most likely getting her own series, is great. I'm okay with that. So
yeah, I think we have a lot of cool things happening. So I'm just excited for Deadpool and what that does to our universe. So
we shall see
forward. Yeah. Speaking of another universe, DC universe, that is, live action Teen Titans movie is in the works for the DCU. Is everyone watching recaps now? Comic Talk. There's if you don't watch things, it's hard to get the time to watch those things, especially when you're working a lot.
or Comic Talk, you're just a trendsetter. You are next level trendsetter.
Maybe. That could be it. That's it. That might be it. This live action Teen Titans movie is in the works for the DCU. Anna Nogueira, the actress for Supergirl, will write it. No, it's not the actress. That's the... is it the actress?
The writer.
The writer That's for the Supergirl,
writer.
Right?
The writer for Supergirl will write Supergirl, yeah.
Gotcha.
So the comic is writing the movie. The writer of the comic's writing the movie? Is that what we've just figured out?
No. The writer for the movie is writing this movie as well.
Okay. What else has she written?
Supergirl.
Oh, she wrote the comic. Yes, she did write the comic.
So she wrote the comic. She's doing the Teen Titans movie?
Yeah. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. She wrote it.
Gotcha.
I thought
So that's
what thought, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
The name we do not speak of. The name we do not speak of wrote Supergirl.
Tom King.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's got some pretty good credentials. So, yeah, sure. We'll see. Never Here was good. Hightown has been okay from what I've seen. Yeah, I'm okay with Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. Have her write it. Let's go.
It'll be fresh to me because I never will read the comic. So it'll be very exciting.
You'll never read that run of the comic.
Right. Okay. Because the name we will not say.
Royalty.
Good job next on up, that one.
The Matrix 5 is in development with Drew Goddard to write and direct. The Matrix 5.
We talk about 4.
Did you guys watch 4?
Yeah,
watch 4.
Okay. I love Neil Patrick Harris. I still don't like that movie.
No, that movie's atrocious.
I didn't think it was bad. I just don't think we need a 5. Like, how much deeper do we have to go into this?
Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolution were peak. I mean, Matrix itself was great, but Reloaded and Revolution were peak. I don't think we can get back to there, but I will give Keanu Reeves any amount of money he wants from me at any time. So if this is his passion project, I'll support it.
My hot take is that 5 will be the sequel that 4 wasn't, and they're going to kind of pretend like 4 didn't happen. Like, the things that happened in it will be canon, but it'll just be like a new story, and they won't even mention anything in that.
Okay.
That's my thought. Interesting. They want to try again.
Maybe. I could see that happening. Concept art for Madame Web of a fight between Tom Holland Spider-Man and Ezekiel Sims was released.
Did anyone see that?
Nope.
I saw it. I did see it.
The producer of the show can't pop it up on the screen real quick, almost like they didn't prepare correctly, but the suit looked a little different. That was cool.
Was it his end movie suit?
It was like something different, right? It was like the end movie, but it looked a little different.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have been like the right before the end of the movie. Yeah. But that's before they ruined it, I'm sure. That's the picture that they showed all the actresses. You know, they're like, oh, this is an MCU movie. Yeah. And then they were like, just kidding, it's not.
Gotcha. By the way, that's whole been scrapped.
This they're is just gonna be about you girls.
That's their own movie. It's nuts.
Oh my god, they all talk. Yeah, I know, it's so funny. But all right, so I'm watching clips, and it seems like there's a lot more in the movie that they, like, from all the reviews, they made it seem like nothing happened, and it seems like there's a lot more action sequences in it. So, but I don't know, it's probably still trash.
I still won't pay to see it. I'll watch it for free eventually.
You know what's surprising that got very good reviews and is very popular right now? The Godzilla movie.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Everyone was saying look like Fortnite, and now apparently is the most amazing.
It's really good. I saw it with Dakota and my sister Liz, and I saw it with my wife, and I was very well shocked at how good it was. Granted, it's a Kong movie, not a Godzilla movie. We get, I think, 5 times more Kong than Godzilla, but it's still great.
Maybe the next one.
Yeah.
More Godzilla.
Yeah.
Me and a coworker are talking about it. I'm like, all right, so describe the movie, you know, and he's like, okay, so wait, like, it's just them. So like, they don't talk. And he's like, well, no, they don't talk, but like, you kind of understand what they're saying.
They do a great job with communication without speaking. Like, they do a fantastic job. It's almost on the level of Prey, where they did so much without communicating. It's right on that level. So, yeah.
And then I was asking, I was like, oh, are there any humans? And he's like, oh yeah, there's a girl, you know, she learns how to speak their language. And I was like, okay, so does she talk? And he's like, no, she signs. And I was like, okay, so there's no talking at all in this movie. So
there is, it's just not a lot. It's a great movie though. It is quote unquote family friendly.
I heard it's everything, at least that's how they quoted it, is everything that you would want out of a Godzilla movie. Like, just straight action, monsters, kaijus, like, that's all. Like, it was great. So yeah, no, I definitely would like to see it. So at some point I'll watch it. Made me want to watch all the other Godzillas and King Kong just to get caught up. I don't know if you have to.
You don't have to, because I haven't seen Kong Skull Island. I haven't seen the other Godzilla movie.
Skull Island was good.
But they tell you everything you need to know right out the gate. And you get caught up immediately, and it just dives right into the action. It's really good. Like, 9 out of 10, in my opinion.
Comic Talk agrees with you. It was a good movie. So that's good. Now it's official. I did see
in Warzone, they have like the operator packs to like advertise the movie. So there's like a glove. I see Kong wears a glove in the movie.
Yes, he gets an upgrade.
So you can get that glove in the game, and it's like a weapon. It's like a unique weapon where you like can punch enemies with it, but you have to buy 3 operator packs to unlock it. Each one is $20.
Oh, so you need to pay a whole
game price? You need to pay as much for the game itself to unlock this glove. And like I saw the gameplay of it, it's just a glove. It does nothing special. You just punch people as if you normally punch people.
It doesn't shoot them across the map?
Nothing.
Well, speaking of superly overpowered people, Silver Surfer, Julia Garner, to play Shalabal, the female Silver Surfer, in Marvel's A Fantastic Four, with Galactus as the main villain. Now, I've done a lot of research on this.
So I'm gonna help group all this together, okay? Read the next note for us, Pierre, and then I will go into my spiel.
Lakeith Stanfield might have hinted he's in the running to play Norn Rad in the MCU, and can I just say that I'm so on board about this. Like, such a sick cast for Norn Rad if he ends up being Norn Rad. But
so we get a female Silver Surfer, and this was announced last week. We didn't have a show last week, but a lot of people collectively lost their geek minds. Like, we can't have a female Silver Surfer. What the fuck? No, yes, we can. 100% we can. One, Shalabal has been the Silver Surfer before in the Universe X storyline. You literally can just turn Norrin's origin story into Shalabal and it works out just fine. So for those of you who don't know how Silver Surfer got his powers, Galactus eats worlds. He showed up to Zen-La, which is the planet that Norn Rad is from. Norn promised to be his herald if he'd spare the planet. That's what happens. But Galactus doesn't spare the planet. He just wipes Norn's brain and Norn forgets that he has a love of Shalabal on that planet. He then remembers her after a while and longs for her. Now, in the Universe X storyline, where Shalabal becomes Silver Surfer, Pierre, brace yourself. So in the Universe X storyline, there is no Galactus. But Norn and the High Evolutionary figure out that there needs to be a Galactus. So they convince Franklin Richard to become Galactus in a way.
This is silly.
His herald is Shalabal. That being said, there is a lot of speculation that the Fantastic Four movie isn't an alternate universe, that it is not in our MCU yet, that it could become into our MCU, that this isn't the MCU that we know right out the gate. So Shalabal being this universe's Silver Surfer is wonderful. I'm A-okay with that. So
makes sense.
Yeah, I'm literally, you're just flipping the script. It's Shala instead of Norn. Yes, let's do it. I have no problem with it. And if you have a problem with it, you're sexist. There's no reason. They lose their gender essentially when they become a herald. So
I think it's the fact that people have it engraved. I mean he is probably the best Silver Surfer.
Oh yeah.
But Norn Rad, right? So like that's just engraved in your mind that Norn Rad is the Silver Surfer. So when anyone hears anyone else is the Silver Surfer, it just doesn't make sense. But there's been a ton of heralds of Galactus, yeah, and there's been her surfers, you know, throughout it. Even Deadpool at one point.
Marvel Team Up 84.
Even Aunt May, I found out from my research, Aunt May at one point.
That was a what the. So it wasn't 100% canon, but yes, she was a herald of Galactus. She had cosmic wheat cakes. Shalabal has been Surfer before. Let her be Surfer. I think it's still just going to be just as good, just as moody and emotional as Norn is as Surfer. So
now it makes sense that Shalabal would be it, especially because we think that Fantastic Four is in an alternate universe, and that second poster that came out, you could see the city skyline.
It looked different from our
bars. So it all lines up, right? But why is everyone like writing off that it could be Nova? Because isn't she isn't Nova, what's her name?
Frankie Richards.
Yeah, why can't she be the Silver Surfer?
Because she's a separate herald entirely. Her power is of Nova. She's of a star. So,
but she becomes a herald. Why can't she become the herald?
She could become the herald. We don't know if the Nova herald.
Like everyone's just assuming that it's Shalabal, right?
Well, I think she's straight up cast as Shalabal. Straight up. So.
Could we get both? Love story and, you know, Silver Surfer becomes Silver Surfer. Like they somehow pass the silver suit. for the lack of better words.
The power right? cosmic?
Yeah, like yeah. they kind of like, I'll take that. Over to save you. You go on and live normal and I'll take your
yeah,
like crappy Norrin, job here.
Norrin sacrificed himself to save Zenla. If Shalabal does it instead of Norrin and Norrin's alive on Zenla, that everything's good. It's kosher. It's within storyline. People shouldn't bitch about it. So yeah, it's going to be great. I think regardless if she's Shalabal, the Shalabal that we know, the Empress of Zenla, or if she's the surfer version of Shalabal, which is she's got the power cosmic. She's badass. Yeah, let's do it. And if Frankie shows up, if Nova shows up, if Stardust shows up, if Airwalker shows up, if Tarak shows up, if Morg shows up, if all these other heralds show up, it'll be just
the mailman.
Good. The mailman, yeah. What the fuck? Oh, God. What is his name? Oh, that's going to bother me so much.
I think it's like Willie or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're
there
right.
There's a mailman.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of research. Yeah, it was a mailman. Like, what's his name?
Like, if you know Stanley, the mailman's Stanley name,
Stanley plays him.
Stanley does play him in the original Fantastic Four movie. I think you are. I think it's Willie something. I don't want to look it up because I don't want to ruin it right now. But if you know who we're referring to, please leave it in the comments. The last bit of nerdy news, and this kind of brings us into collection acquisition a little bit. And if it doesn't, yeah, it does bring us into collection acquisition. Marvel is teaming up with Coca-Cola.
Oh my God, you already got it.
I already got it. So
you had to wait. Did you drink it?
Yeah,
you're drinking it already.
Yeah. Oh no! So here's the best part. So you get a bunch of Coca-Cola cans with a bunch of different Marvel characters on them. Obviously, Daredevil's my boy. This is the whole reason I bought it. To my surprise, my entire 12 pack was Daredevil. The entire 12 pack was just Daredevil.
That's how it works.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. I think you're supposed to get other characters, or it may be just that. But if you are a hardcore Marvel fan and you're growing out the two different series of Coca-Cola that collect these characters is Coke Zero and Coca-Cola, there is no Spider-Man. Look high, look low, there is no Spider-Man. There's a bunch of other characters. There's almost every other character you could think of, but there is no Spider-Man at all. As for the other characters, for Coca-Cola, you have Blade, Cable, Colossus, Daredevil, Deadpool, Elektra, Juggernaut, Kingpin, Loki, Moon Knight, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, Wolverine, Nick Fury, and Storm. Those ones are only in the US. And then as for the global ones, Super Skull and War Machine. And in Coke Zero products, you have Ant-Man, Black Panther, Black Widow, Captain America, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, Groot, Hulk, Iron Man, Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, Rocket, Scarlet Witch, Shang-Chi, Star-Lord, Thanos, and Thor. So if you want to collect them all, good fucking luck. But yeah, I got the one I wanted, and that's how I wanted it. So
I think the Daredevil can's the best, honestly, or the Deadpool.
Like, yes, really I was cool hoping ones. To get a Deadpool, just one Deadpool. Yeah. I'm not gonna go out and buy a bunch of soda. It's my only vice is soda. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, but soda is my only vice. So it kind of lent into my addictions. Moving on from Coca-Cola, collection acquisition. Boom! Today is a Rivera cover. Let's go. Action Comics 1064, written by Joshua Williamson with art by Rafa Sandoval. Lobo, like, look at the Grawlix above Lobo's head. That is literal genius. That it's just a bunch of weapons, but it's still a Grawlix.
Very cool. Next tattoo.
Oh, no. I don't need a Lobo tattoo, but maybe. I don't know. Anyways, who's going now?
Kyle?
I got a train.
Tell us more.
It's a Batman Beyond train.
It's a Batman Beyond train. It has a little mouth.
Oh my God, that's like Thomas the Tank cool. Engine? Like legit? Is,
yep. So I came across it somehow on Mercari, and I was like, let me see like what they really go for. And they're like really cheap, right? On eBay. It was like a few bucks. And then I found this seller and they had like other stuff. So then I got like one of these. Like I got like little trinkets.
Oh, Agent Venom.
You really didn't need any of this.
No. And they like threw this one in for free. So I get these little trinkets in like a weird, like just spending frenzy. It wasn't expensive, maybe like 10 bucks total. But I want to talk about this seller. All right. So I got my package in an Easter theme bag. The items themselves were in this nice little sparkly bag. I got stickers. I got a thank you card, handwritten, may I add. Okay. I got a pack of seeds. And a business card. So apparently this is a mother and daughter trying to resell some stuff and make some money for college and whatnot. So if you're looking for little trinkets, I think they, you know, do garage sales and whatnot. On eBay, they are Amandi Unique Bargains. So if you're looking for little random trinkets like a Batman Beyond train, check them out. The packaging itself, I felt like someone cared about me. Yeah. Yeah, like just that alone. Just fantastic.
Now, I believe I believe your daughter also got a onesie recently.
She did. She did. I don't have it on my desk. There will be a reveal of that at some point. I have not told Pierre, so I'm just going to...
Oh, no. He's known for like weeks now.
Oh, he's known.
I wanted to tell someone so bad, and I had no one to tell. So I was like, Pierre, look at this.
I didn't know about the onesie.
I'm waiting for the shipment. I'm like, is that my $1,000 worth of comics that he's pressing for me? And I'm like, that package is too small.
They're going out next week.
Yeah, thank you for that. At some point, she's screaming in the background right now, so I don't think it's a good reveal time.
That being said, that's for a later date. Before we dive into any more stuff, I want to do some quick plugs real quick. This weekend, I will be at the Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show in Concord, New Hampshire. So if you're in the area, if you're planning on attending that show, I will most likely be wearing my Paneloid shirt. So if you see me, you can come say hi if you'd like to. We can talk comics. It's an old school comic show. There's no celebrities. There's no voice actors. It's just comics guests. You got Jim Steranko, Mark Bagley, Dave McLean, Joe St. Pierre, Mike Royer, like a bunch of great talent will be at the show. Also, next Tuesday, I will be on Comic Talk discussing the 2008 classic Frank Miller directorial debut of The Spirit. So we'll be talking about The Spirit movie and how it is universally panned and why, but for good reason and bad reason at the same time. And then next week, we are going back to the Trivia Well with special guest Juan Reed's Comics coming on to try to take the crown from Pierre and keep me in the basement of third place. So all that's going on this week, next week. So
a lot of stuff. A little overwhelmed, to be honest.
Yes.
And the week after that, Stephanie Phillips is coming on. That's right, guys. We have
that's not confirmed, right?
No, we're talking maybe May.
Stephanie Phillips, Kenny Porter, they're both coming on same episode.
Kenny Porter blocked us.
What?
Ben Hennessy is going to come on in a few weeks, hang out.
Kenny Porter got rid of us?
No.
No.
He'll never get rid of us. He loves us too much.
But yeah, Stephanie
Don't
Phillips.
Don't know why, but he does love us.
Ben Hennessy, we're talking a few weeks from now. He actually did a live stream right before this, and he was shouting us out because he drew Lady Silver Surfer. That's right. I called her Lady Silver Surfer.
When you should just call her just Silver Surfer, because there's no gender.
Yeah, that's good job, Jeremiah.
I totally just hijacked the show. I apologize, Pierre. You're the host. I just wanted to hit beats.
No, you did it. You did it.
Yeah, Pierre wrote your name down in the little book.
I have Death Note. Just have a death. Jeremiah will die at his desk. Coca-Cola can will fly off into his face. Trailer talk. Dragon Ball theme park coming to Saudi Arabia. I didn't see the trailer for this, so. I heard about it. I thought it was
send it to you.
You gotta send it to me. I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, now I don't know where it is. It's obviously like
about it.
It's not like a real thing yet, so it's just like someone made it of what they plan to do, but it looks pretty nuts. Like, it's not just like a little thing. It looks pretty nuts.
I mean, everything in Saudi Arabia is huge, so
yeah
I believe it.
Not everything.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go back in my Death Note again. Now, kill him now. Sorry, I forgot to write the time right now. Joker, the trailer came out.
Yeah,
teaser
trailer. We get to see Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
I have problems with it.
I'm reserving criticism.
I have problems with it.
We have problems with a lot of things, but
I have big problems with this.
Do you want to devolve your problems?
Yeah, tell us about the problems.
He may be a therapist, psychiatrist, doctor of some kind, but it appears when he meets her, not so much. She's already locked up in the Arkham.
Yeah, are we getting a lot of flashbacks with this, or?
Now, I think Pierre's right. We've said it before that most of the singing and everything is in their brains, right? Just some kind of
delusion,
hallucination, whatever, wishful thinking. Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch What was that? Sucker Punch.
No, yes. I didn't. But that is a Michael Bay movie, right?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
I think it was. Yes. No.
Hold on.
So it was a lot of CGI. It was about four girls in a
it was Zach. Island.
Is it Snyder?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
That's that.
Drum roll.
Sucker Punch. Directed by.
By.
Zack Snyder.
Wow.
Okay, Zack Snyder.
Jeremiah in last place again. Now you're playing trivia.
I will say that movie is the only Zack Snyder movie that I like. But I love the movie. It was a great movie. And it was all CGI. And Watchmen. I forgot he did that too.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not like it was ahead of its time.
Justice League really fucked it up for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now it's okay. Like every movie that he comes out with, there has to, like, everyone's like, oh, he's got to release a Snyder cut, and he's like, oh yeah, it was edited. This wasn't exactly what it was supposed to be. Like, what's going on? Like, but yeah. So I think it's gonna be similar to that. If you've watched Sucker Punch, you know where it's like the whole movie happens, and then you find out that they're just drugged in an
asylum. But that's fine, right? Like, that's not the worst.
I think it's a great way to do it.
But she's supposed to be his shrink, and she's supposed to kind of like fall into his trap, and it seems like she's already in a similar kind of mental state. Like, it was just would have been cool to see him take her down to his level.
We don't know what brought her to that level, and it could have been watching him on TV or watching what he's done. And it seems like
bomb that's on stage. I can fix him.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like that's kind of how the first one leaves off, where like he's influenced all these people now, and now this one's going to be like, oh, I was following you for years, and you know. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's, and listen, this movie's not part of the actual DC. This is just like a side venture creative story. That's it. So I'll take it for what it is. So, but that being said, I didn't see the trailer. I got to watch it.
Oh wow!
So you can watch it. We're in watched it now. Echo, guys, have you watched Echo at all?
I did.
No, I really need to.
You actually
or,
did, Kyle.
Or I shouldn't. I should just watch the recap. Is basically what the notes.
So it is much better as a recap. You really don't need to watch any of it. It's cool that they give her powers. I do like that idea, and they kind of gave her like Native American powers, and she goes through like her heritage. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's the character.
No, just I thought she didn't have like those type of powers in the comic.
She does.
She does.
She gets them later on after her first appearance.
Oh my god!
Yep. Oh my god! My heart is full.
Thanks for that, Jeremiah.
It says I think that the Rivera collection is better than my daddy's collection.
It's not.
I like the way your baby thinks.
Yep.
Now you have to send Jeremiah a onesie for his cat.
That's true. Like,
that's what you got. You got to go.
She didn't have my face on it.
Yeah. A little hood that has Kyle's face on it.
Yeah.
Thinking nightmares. But yeah, Echo, honestly, you just watch a recap of the episodes and you'll get the gist of what happened.
Wait, you watch the show and then watch the recap on top of it?
No. I watched the first episode and then fell asleep for the rest of it.
That's just
typical.
We talk about my pee problems. We need to talk about your narcolepsy.
Yeah. No, I fell asleep throughout all the episodes. And I just watched the first episode, and that's all you needed. Just because of the Daredevil scene. That was the only reason to watch the first episode. So, and Jeremiah, I think that's going to be my reason to you to watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't even watch it for Daredevil?
I need to. I know I need to. But it's 3 minutes. I mean.
Yeah. They really sold the show having Daredevil and like, oh, this. You guys are gonna watch. What is happening with my light? I just keep changing colors throughout this episode.
Mine's a little funny too today, to be honest. I think I hit my camera.
I have
things happen.
I have too much purple going on, but
purple man.
He is Purple Man. Hello, brother.
He is my favorite villain. Purple Man is my favorite villain. I actually
at Comic Talk in the comments, Echo was okay. The fight scenes were good. I stayed for Kingpin. Were they good though? Because like that one final scene with their grandma throwing some haymakers. I don't know how I felt about it.
Why do Spoiler I not remember alert. That? Did I fall asleep too?
They all got powers. Like the grandma, everyone.
The whole caboodle got powers.
Like she called all her ancestors, and since they're all in the same bloodline, they all got powers. They all got like super strength, and the grandma started throwing like some quick jabs. And last episode was not great. I guess basically to give everyone a spoiler, and you can pause it right here. Do you want me to spoil it, Jeremiah?
Go ahead. I don't care.
Maya ends up back with Kingpin, and that's how it ends up. Oh, no, sorry.
I didn't see that coming.
Doesn't end up that way. Sorry. He's okay with her. He goes back home disappointed that she didn't want to come back with him. She stays back and she's like, oh, I'm going to be a hero now. And she stays with her, like, her family. He goes back to New York and he's watching how they're running for mayor on the TV. So, like, he's, like, you could tell he's being inspired to, like, run for mayor.
Be better.
So, be better.
So that's the end of that. That's all you really need to know. Just watch the Daredevil scene and know that Kingpin's going back to become mayor. So
fair enough.
That's it. Yeah. Deadpool. I'm waiting. Next up in watch, Invincible season 2 finale. I personally didn't watch it yet.
I haven't seen any bit of part 2.
Oh my God. You're killing yourself. You're doing yourself such an in-service to yourself. Like, it's so good.
Both of you though. Well, how did you not?
Ezra Miller's no longer a part of it. So like,
oh, so that's
why. Yeah, I know. It makes sense. Makes sense.
So I can't,
I'll send you my copy of his signature to make you feel,
you can,
better.
You can talk about whatever you want.
I still have the overwhelming feeling of they're rushing things. Like,
well, they've got
story arcs. They're pushed.
What is Invincible? 180 issues or so? I don't know if it's that much.
130 or 40, I think.
It's over with,
yeah,
right?
I feel like they're skipping ahead of things, and it like sucks that they're doing it that way.
But I think it's hurting certain relationship building and stuff too. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like his first girlfriend, right, spoilers, is on that relationship's unraveling when it should have been unraveled a long time ago. Like the villains aren't lining up with his personal life is the way I'm seeing it. And I think that's actually going to affect the story negatively. But they did say the live action's going to have tweaks. So maybe those tweaks will be more consistent and the movie will be more hyper-focused on like the first few episodes in a sense.
And do we know those Prime is getting the live action?
The what?
I think Prime is definitely getting the live action.
Oh, okay.
That's a good point, actually.
I believe Prime and Skybound have an agreement.
If Fallout is good, then great. That
comes out today, no? They pushed it.
What?
All I know, they're giving you all the episodes at one shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, full season, just out.
Just to double back, it's 144 issues.
That's close.
Because I wanted to put that out there.
That's pretty good.
So if Fallout is good, then I feel like the Invincible live action will be good. It gives me hope that they know what they're doing with things like this.
That's fair.
So, but how did you rank it? Finale out of 10.
I'd say 9.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's, I don't really have any flaws with it as a whole. I just, the series itself, I'm like, come on, like let's slow down a little bit. Like, you got a lot of content and it's popular. It's not going to magically not get popular. And the series was very consistent, right? And it's done. So it's not like Walking Dead where you're going to start teetering and, well, this actor wants to go and you got to go this way. Like, it's animated. Like, you can stay true and you know the content stays good. So it's like, it's annoying that they're rushing it, but I can't say it's bad just because I read it. Like, I read it so crunched too. Like, I started at like issue 80 came out and that's when I started reading. So like, oh, I burned up to 80 and then started getting those they were coming out. So it was like very fresh, everything. So I just want more, you know, I just want more of it.
And I think you're going to get more. They're probably going to like give us like side stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff they could do, but
I think they're talking about an Adam Eve miniseries. Adam Eve miniseries.
There's a one shot kind of show. I didn't watch it. But there is one.
It was good. It was very good. If you haven't watched it, watch that too. It's very good. I don't know. I wanted to see that tiger. What's his name?
Oh, Battle Beast.
Yeah.
I want to see it, but he's apparently coming in season 3. So
can we talk how Robert Kirkman just blatantly ripped off a bunch of the shit in the show? Like, it, well, in the comic too.
That's the point. It's like a satire on a lot of it.
Yeah. It just still bothers me, like Grayson.
That's
more of a
nod.
Is it a nod?
Good job.
Yeah, it's a nod. That's his like favorite. So like, that's like a nod.
Okay.
But yeah, the whole idea is take everything and just shove it together.
Coca-Cola now. X-Men, guys. Did we watch it? Jeremiah.
All right, Jeremiah.
I'm not caught up.
I don't understand.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
All right. This one I don't even feel bad about spoiling.
Go ahead.
It's going to be bad though. Like real, like we have to do like real warnings for this one. No. That's why I was three minutes late. I was finishing the episode.
This week's episode was something else.
Yeah, it was something
else. What episode are you on right now?
Tell me why. Tell me why.
Which episode are you on?
If I tell you the number, you're just going to get upset.
Oh my God, you didn't watch any of it yet.
No, I have watched some.
What did you watch?
I've watched one.
Oh my God.
I'm on episode two. So.
Okay, so it's not that it's not good at one and two, but it gets great at three.
Yeah, which three is what I'm like hearing. And I want the time sick to binge it. I just want to sit and watch it all at once.
You don't need to binge it. You don't.
Well, tell me why. What happened?
Spoilers.
This fifth episode.
Spoiler warning.
Was incredible. It was everything that you would want out of an X-Men TV show. They took 97 and brought it to 2024 and slapped you in the face with it and said, this is our X-Men 97.
Was it
dark? Dark. Dark as fuck. And sexy. It was sexy, very weird.
I don't like
the age gap. I was like,
oh, so we're, you know, that's obviously talking about Magneto and Rogue.
Yeah, it was a very sexy dance scene where it was like, what am I watching? I felt like I was watching like I don't know, something on HBO Max. Yeah, it was like a lot of close shots, a lot of movements, a lot of hand holding, and I was like it just felt again like I was watching something on HBO Max. Like this is like Titans, you know, like that type of like, oh. This is a lot for like a Marvel TV show, especially cartoon. I was like, what's going on?
The show grew up with us. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes. They made this for the adults and I love it.
It's odd. I've never seen something done like this before.
Yeah. It was a little unexpected. And they took the animations and now that they actually have a budget for the show, they're just, this is like top tier animation. Like it's very fucking sick. And yeah, so Ganesha, the island of Ganesha. What? Am I not spoiling it? Do you not want me to spoil it? Or am I just saying it wrong?
I think you're saying it wrong.
Is it Genosha? Genosha.
So thank you.
That sounds wrong, too.
No, it's
Genosha. Yeah, I only heard it like twice, so leave me alone. but yeah, that gets attacked.
Okay, that makes sense.
Attacked.
Yeah.
Destroyed. There's nothing left.
It gets nuked. it gets nuked to all hell. So yeah, but it's not just saying that, right? I mean, we've seen shit like that in the comics, but it's how they did it that was like, holy fucking shit, like they're really doing this on like this X-Men 97 show. When you go and watch the old one and watch this one, you just don't expect, like, you don't expect them to do this to these characters. Like, yeah, they just did not hold back at all.
Good. They shouldn't have to.
Yeah. So. To Kyle's point, the show grew up with us.
How many episodes are we getting?
That is a good question.
Is it eight or nine?
But I do know that there's a couple things from this episode. So apparently, or not this episode, but apparently at the end of the season, all the X-Men are going to have new costumes. So that's a thing. So by the end of the season.
Okay.
And the other thing in this episode, it's a little Easter egg, but the Watcher can actually be seen in the sky.
And right not only that, I took a picture of the night. TV.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it?
And I caught it. I took a picture of the TV. I was like, Melissa said it was Baby Yoda. I'm like, nope, it's not it here. It's close. I think it's the Watcher. And I took a picture and I was going to upload it so I could pop it on the screen, and I didn't do it in time. So
I got some good news and some bad news for you, gentlemen. There's only one more episode. I believe next week will be the last episode of the season.
I'll take it. That just looked like a picture of the night sky.
I was like, I don't see you want to.
It's there.
That was a picture of the eclipse.
So being in the path of totality, traffic was ridiculous. I just got to say.
Oh, you're in the.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone was probably looking up.
Yeah, I was just in the path of totality.
Sam.
I didn't go outside.
But definitely, Jeremiah, after we're done with this, go catch up on X-Men.
I do intend on it.
Because, yeah, no, everything was cool about it. Gambit was sick. They did that very, very well. And then you get a couple characters that make some cameos.
I'm still a little butthurt with the first episode and Gambit using his power on Wolverine's claws. Like, I'm still butthurt about that.
Well, you're going to be... He's uses his powers on other things in this one. And
your side's going to hurt.
Yep. Okay. Can I just say that I cried a little bit at the end of this episode? Like, I teared up.
When you woke up?
Just one tear. One tear at the very end of the episode, the last line of this episode, one tear fell out of my eye. Literally one tear. Because, so I watched it one time. and I thought she said something. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, oh, wait, she said that. And then boom, tear. I was like, oh, my God, that's emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I love how we're just giving little bits to Jeremiah, and like, he's trying to formulate
it. I will get caught up. By next week, I will get caught up.
And yeah, so we got a couple cameos in that episode. So
Gloppy.
Glob is so it's funny that we brought him up. He was in this episode. Glob
a lot,
really,
in the background, like just constantly walking around.
Yeah,
he was probably because like, they just wanted the episode, to keep animating him.
Yeah, like he just kept walking by. He's like, "Are you stalking everybody? What are you doing?"
Yeah, he was in it a lot. But Angel was in it. There's a couple other people. The multiple man.
Oh, Madrix. Jamie Madrix. Here we go. Here's your fun fact of the day.
There it is.
Here we go. Where's my drink?
Jamie Madrix, when he splits into multiple people, each different Madrix has a different mindset. He isn't thinking like a unit, to the point that one time he like multiplied out to like, I want to say it was 60 versions of himself. And one of them ran away and started a family and became a priest.
That's amazing.
So
wait, both like two, like one became a priest, one started a family.
Same guy. He started a family and then he became a priest.
He didn't like the family anymore. Makes sense. Okay.
Or reverend or whatever the one. I don't know. But yeah, he.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, and then there's a story where Madrix goes to like get him back because he needs to absorb all of them to be whole. And he gave this guy quite a bit of time. And he's like, look, I can't do this anymore. Like, I need you. I need you to come back.
That's great. That is funny. Kudos to whoever came up with that storyline. We got a pull or pass, Kyle. I think this is you, Batman 139 and 150.
I'm just going to be brief
because we're running out of time.
It was a few weeks ago. I read this now. So just as a whole, the Batman Zdarsky run continues to be pretty good. I'm starting to think it's competing with Grant Morrison, Snyder. Obviously, you could argue that those are my favorites, right? He's competing with my favorites right now. Okay. He's not there yet, but he's competing. I didn't like the whole Catwoman multi-issue tie-in stuff, but now that stuff is done and it's kind of just going back to Batman, not seven other issues you have to read to make sense.
Have you gotten to Failsafe yet or no?
Yes. Okay. I'm at the point where Failsafe shows back up.
Okay.
So he shows back up, and I just saw some art recently of where that kind of goes. Kind of a spoiler for me, but I like it. I like that it's still his first arcs are still kind of circulating back into the story.
Can I just mention a real quick proud husband moment I had today? We were in the comic book store, and you know those character short boxes? There's a Wolverine one, and Maria walks up and goes, Capullo, didn't he do Batman?
Yeah.
I married the right woman, gentlemen. She also, when I found the 12 pack of the Marvel cans, and I didn't know if I was gonna get Daredevil or not, she's like, this is Walmart, we can just rip it open and take one.
Did you rip it open, Jeremiah? Is that what you're doing?
No, Jeremiah won't do that. That's not Jeremiah.
I'm too much of a bitch, yeah.
So I'm quickly just gonna, because I haven't been reading, but the one book I did read was Blink. Do you know what character?
Really? The mutant Blink? Is she got a new series?
Yeah. No, it's an old series from 2001.
Yeah, that's when she was a part of the Externals. Yeah.
Super random.
So I wanted to like kind of dive into what is that? Like the future
Days of Future
X-Men shit. Yes, I want to dive into that. So I started with Blink, and it's a cool character. I didn't realize, like, I don't know, her story is like kind of cool. So
yeah, when you find Bishop, like when you get to Bishop, I think you're really gonna like what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. But that's what I've been kind of getting into. But anyways, check it out if you haven't. It's kind of a cool character. I mean, it's something different. It's not like just like your normal characters, you know. So rumors, guys. This is gonna be quick, but rumors, baby. Chloe Benton's return as Daisy Johnson. Quake could be an agent of Atlas.
I'd be A-okay with this. I think she was a great Quake. She was a fantastic part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I had a hardcore crush on her. Let's go.
Talk about that later.
Just snuck that in there. All right. The Fantastic Four will take place in an alternate universe. We knew that.
Everyone is saying it, and more signs are pointing to it. So, especially with the casting of Shalabal Surfer.
It's not even that. It's really that poster for me that did it. I saw the poster. I was like, it was like such an obvious nod that that city is not the same city. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Mr. Sinister to be the big bad of the MCU X-Men films. I don't like him.
You're not supposed to.
No, I just don't like him as a character.
He's very different in X-Men 97 versus the comics. Because he's like in the comics, he's more of like a weirdo.
Yes.
It's like somewhat comical sometimes, but not like he's just like creepy and like says like
that's
like his dialogue is more like over the top and outrageous. And then the show is just like sinister. In the comics, he's kind of like, weird.
That's what I think I don't like about him. I don't like the weird part about him. I don't like any like his face is like it, I don't get it.
He's a product of Apocalypse. So
I'm just not gonna want to see him in live action at all.
I feel as though they're gonna boil him down like they did with Cabal in Logan. I don't think we're gonna get the big cape wearing Sinister. I think we're gonna get more like a Striker version of Sinister. That's my guess, at least. But yeah, they need a good overarching big bad, and they can't do Apocalypse because they fucked that up. They can't do Dark Phoenix because they fucked that up. They can't do Bolivar Trask because they fucked that up. They can't do William Stryker because they fucked that up. Sure, give Sinister a go.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna find that out probably maybe by the end of Deadpool. Find out who is kind of
probably
big bad for X-Men.
I think that's where we're gonna first get introduced to him.
Yeah. Doctor Strange 3 will reportedly not take place in the main multiverse. No, the main Marvel universe, sorry.
Well, Clara took him away.
So. Yeah, I think they're going to go figure out the incursion. That was like the whole ending. Yeah, they're like, you call us an incursion. Come with me.
So, I mean, I think if you gun to my head and ask me, is Doctor Strange going to get a third movie before the first Doctor Strange movie came out, I'd say hell no. But we're going there.
I'm just curious, like, if the incursions are going to be connected to Deadpool at all. Like, are they going to... Is it just its own thing? Because incursions, like, the realities colliding. Mm-hmm. Deadpool screwed it up with time travel. The TVA screwed up time. So it's like, is it connected or isn't it? Like,
so
is
it multiverse
and time travel? It's the same problem or not?
I watched a video, some guy, like, kind of explaining his own theory on it, and it's almost like the Fox universe has been rewritten so many times by the X-Men and how it's all connected, like X-Men 97, X-Men, all the Fox movies, like it's all so convoluted and been fucked up so many times. Like you even get in Deadpool 2, you see the X-Men in like the room, like he's like, where are all the X-Men? And like you see them in the room and they shut the door, but that doesn't really line up because they're all the young ones. Like Deadpool's in like a future time. These are all the young X-Men in that time. So he's kind of theorizing that none of that timeline makes sense and it's all attacking itself at this point. So this Deadpool movie is going to correct that, and then I don't know if you're going to kind of get an end result from that, like to kind of segue into like what Doctor Strange is dealing with, but I don't know.
We shall see.
We'll see. Yeah. Jeffrey Wright will play a live action Watcher in the Fantastic Four. He voices it in What If. That's cool.
I'm 100% on board. That'd be perfect casting. Let's go.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright.
And it could connect everything. Like 97 could be connected into this. I mean, it could be mean it's connected into What If. Like this is the Watcher watching all these different universes. Marvel's Vision Quest will begin production this year. I wish they just scrap this.
What the hell is this?
I don't think this is Vision. White Vision. Everyone forgot about him. He's still
I'd be
around.
Fine with a White Vision show. But make it like three episodes. Don't give me six. Don't give me eight. Give me three great episodes.
I'm okay with it, but I really want it limited.
There's too much content. I mean, they need to boil it the fuck back. But like, give me him finding himself, him finding his purpose, and him achieving a goal. That's all I want. Don't give me his struggle through three episodes. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Let me accomplish it.
Am I so pale?
Ends with West Coast Avengers.
Yes, leading into most likely the West Coast Avengers. Thank you all so much. Reminder, Little Giant Old School Comic Show, Concord, New Hampshire, this Saturday. I'll be there next week. I'll be on Comic Talk on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we've got trivia with Juan Reed's Comics. Pierre defending his crown and me trying to crawl out of the basement that I am in. But I really do think that I've answered more correct questions, just it wasn't my turn than anyone else. But that's besides the point. So
it doesn't work that way. My plan,
yeah, brother,
just so everyone knows, is I'm accumulating our TikTok buddies in trivia, and then we're going to eventually have a massive trivia game. Where it's gonna be like Paneloids
like versus World.
TikTok in a sense.
Yeah, that's no, what I, that's what World. I'm really just waiting for. Like I'm giving Pierre all of the until the big finale.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I'm sandbagging, really. I want a low seed and come from behind.
Yep, you would want to come from behind. Paneloids podcast.
Paneloids podcast.
You enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.